Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome to the Boyne County Supervisors Meeting, January 18th, 2022. Any changes to the agenda?
I have none.
Meet with department heads and elected officials. Terry Johnson, County Auditor.
Good morning. Nothing to report right now, except that we did get the ordinance and all that stuff for the new precinct set up to the Secretary of State. So just waiting for official approval from them, and then we'll move on to the next step of changing people, if anybody that needs to be changed, especially along the borders of each precinct. And then eventually later on this year, they will get a notice in the mail.
Thank you. Colin, I see you there on the screen. Do you have anything?
Not much to report. Just getting done what we can here remotely. Trying to keep as busy as we can. And I do want to say I appreciate the department heads kind of giving us some slack here this week while we try to get some stuff sorted out. And that's about it.
Okay, Colin, thank you. Hope you get feeling better.
Thank you.
Kevin Glendenning, County Sheriff.
Good morning. We're, like the rest of everybody, trying to just manage personnel at the jail and SO with COVID popping up. And we're making it through it, though. Our population, we still have zero out of county. We should be seeing about 10 head out this week. We have six going to the halfway house, we hope, and four going to the state. So hopefully we'll get a little cushion in our population as well, but we'll see how that goes.
Had
to Mediapolis.
What's the total?
We're at 74. There's two juveniles in that as well, so 72 adults. We had the Mediapolis City Council meeting last night. They approved the law enforcement contract for another year, so move forward with that. And other than that, we have a couple guys in training and getting them through their training over the next couple months, and we'll have another one finish the academy at that time, so continuing with that, but everything's going well.
Yeah, with them two juveniles, are they down at Montrose?
They're in Lee County, yeah.
Okay, so them go counted as the out of county?
Correct. No, they don't. We have zero adults out of county at this point. But the juveniles, obviously, we have no choice on those.
Yeah. Thank you. You're in Lassiter, County's our regional planning.
We got an item on the agenda for the work session to go over the zoning ordinance. Apart from that, we have a Board of Adjustment meeting scheduled for next Wednesday for a variance request for zoning. And we have a subdivision that's up for review, should be likely on the agenda for next week. Apart from that, I don't have anything significant to report.
Okay, thanks, Jared. Chris Lee, County Conservation.
All right, good morning. First day back from extended leave, just trying to get back into the swing of things.
Thank you. Trent, the County Attorney's Office.
Nothing significant to report at this point in time today.
Okay, thank you. Janelle Longquist for the Treasurer's Office.
Good morning. Keep them busy, but I don't have anything new to report.
Nothing to report. Okay, thank you. Kent Hyman, Seal Region for Mental Health.
Yeah, good morning. We did have our Seal Governing Board meeting last week, and I need to tell you, Tom, that the chair stayed with Rick Larkin. He said he'll take it for another year, so.
Bless his heart.
You're off. And the vice chair stayed with Jack, and the secretary stayed with Mark Lindeen, so same officers. We did a bunch of business in that meeting, too, and got the contract amendment and things like that. I guess that's about all I'll report for now.
Okay, thanks, Ken. Natalie Stephanie, Recorder's Office.
Good morning. Just like everybody else, just keeping busy. Always nothing to report.
Thank you. Cheryl, our budget director for the county, do you have anything to report?
Just keeping busy with budget. I'm just sitting in here to see what you guys have to say about the ARPA funds.
Okay, thank you. Brian Carter, Secondary Roads.
Good morning. I guess thanks to the guys again. Of course, we had another snowfall. I think maybe got more than people were thinking, at least when they were forecasting initially. So yeah, we were out better part of the day. Saturday was it, and then Sunday they finished cleaning up. So got it all covered pretty good, I think. I think our roads looked really good. I was finally out and about a little bit Sunday afternoon, and things looked pretty darn good. So for what we had, thanks to them for the hours they worked. And other than that, just moving along.
Okay, thank you. I'll save you the last question. Rodney Blazner, maintenance.
Good morning. Been busy. Had budget hearing last week. Also, a joint safety committee meeting last Thursday. We kind of went over the budget. Kind of working on that for the next fiscal year. I got to thank the guys for coming in. Worked the better part of Saturday, clearing things off, getting it all done. Just had a few touch-up things on Sunday to finish up. But the guys did a really good job, so I got to thank all of them for their hours. Also, yesterday we had a bid opening for the step project, and we received no bids, so we got a...
For the what?
For the front step project.
Really?
Yeah, we did not receive any bids, so I'm going to repost that again. Working on reposting that. So.
Did anybody...
A lot of questions, though.
Yeah, we had a few questions from some contractors.
There's interest.
Okay.
So I think we'll get some. It's just got to go through the process again.
Are there any questions that we can tweak something to seem to make it more favorable to a concern that a contractor had?
I'm not sure that our construction administrator is kind of working on that. He's kind of in contact with a couple of the contractors that had got the information and was interested in it. So kind of figuring out maybe why we didn't get something from them after they took out the information.
Yep.
To see if there was something like that, if there's something we can kind of tweak. I think one was a question on the construction time frame. So we're just going to repost it. I think we'll get some second time around. But other than that, I think everything's going okay.
Okay, thanks, Ryan.
Nothing else to report. Thank you.
Appreciate that. Chris Fogemiller, Public Health.
Good morning. We also continue to keep busy. We've seen kind of an increase in the COVID numbers for our county. We're currently at 22% with 239 cases. We're seeing an increase in all the Southeast Iowa counties around us as well. So we continue to have the vaccine clinics. We are seeing a slowdown in the number of tests. These last couple of weeks, we've had a lot of people coming in for test kits, and that kind of tells us there's obviously a lot of illness going on, but we are seeing that slow down a little bit. So I'm hoping that we're kind of the end of the slow spike we're having.
That's 22%, that's not good.
It's not. And you know, one of the things, it obviously is based on the number of people that test, and you know, our partners in Lee County, they're at 15%, but they have more cases than we do. So they have 241 cases. So that sometimes those percentages are tough just based on how many people do test.
Thank you.
Have we had a test rate? Have we had like a positivity rate higher than 22% before?
Mm-hmm. I think if I recall correctly, I think we were at 25%.
Okay.
Last year, okay. At one time.
Okay, moving on to the report. What? Good idea.
Oh, did you? I heard you talk to. Okay, no problem. I thought I didn't.
Colin says I need to get you.
No, I'm good.
Okay.
I had to do that. Just for your...
That's okay.
Correspondence. I have none.
I had none.
Okay.
Well, just another complaint about, I'll deal with that on my next meeting, which we switched over on. another complaint about plastic and stuff out. Yeah, I still got another complaint about that, but I'll deal with that the next meeting.
Okay. Moving on to discussion and vote. We have accounts payable. $1,162,000. $25.56.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Jerry?
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Shane McCambell?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. We have payroll claims reimbursement for...
I don't think I got an updated one. Why don't you, can you remove that from, table that till next week?
Yep, we're gonna table that, so...
Just upside down on the best here.
I'll put it upside down. If you can knock the ball, maybe.
We're kind of in a disarray due to the illnesses around here too, so...
Okay, now we have the allocations of the ARPA funds.
Well, it's been...
It's gonna have a discussion on that, I think.
Yeah, the mention, we've been having budget hearings, you know, and so naturally the ARPA funds are part of the budget, so that's been part of the discussion. But about a week ago, or a week and a half ago, they changed the rules. They made them a little more flexible, which is good for smaller counties. You can use up to $10 million, just apply it to lost revenue uses. So we didn't really realize this before. It's different than what it was originally. One time they'd had another bill out there that was gonna try to do that, but that sort of went away. Anyway, and I think it was just last Monday or Tuesday, Cheryl, that they had that webinar to explain what the changes were. So this is fairly new, but it kind of matches what we've all discussed since this came along, that it'd be nice to use this for the county, because some of the uses are a little hard to get to, a little, we know this will do some good. So I guess, and talking through the budget hearings, the way I understood it and what I would support is we apply all $7.5 million. We would apply that to lost revenues. That takes care of things like we've done, like dispatch, automatic dispatch, or with the record management system, recorder and the auditor, there's, you know, the digitization there. We're gonna need a new phone system. That might be hard to fit in to the existing numbers without that, and this increases that. Anyway, and we haven't made any, we've had a number of people, you know, that made presentations to the board about using it for this or that, and we really only responded to one, and that was the gentleman from Danville Telecom. He came and talked to us about a broadband expansion, which was one of the three infrastructures, either sewer, water, and broadband, that you could use it for infrastructure. So we wrote him a letter, because he said he was trying to get, at that time he had to apply for a grant. Well, he got two grants. He got a grant for the Des Moines and Henry County areas, and then he got a grant from Lee County, which I think probably stresses Danville Telecom, you know, stretches them out. And we talked, he's been here twice, and we talked to him, and we talked about, you know, if we were gonna be a similar percentage as what they got from Henry County, we would give them $355,000 of that ARP fund. And so he used, we gave him that, you know, it wasn't a guarantee, but we said we were interested and recommended that he get the grant from the state. Well, he got that grant from the state. I would like to use all $10 million for the, or $7.5 million for Des Moines County. You can use it for infrastructure and that sort of thing, but to use $355,000 of it for Danville Telecom and the discussion to that broadband.
Well, it's our letter that got the grant for him. If he doesn't have that, he'll have to get the grant back. So we really committed ourselves at that time when we gave him the letter. So that's real agreeable with me. So
what do you think, Shane?
Well, as I mentioned before, I was hoping that we could save some scraps for cleanup at the end, but I can't debate that. I think it's responsible, and we could definitely find some ways to use that money, so I'm in agreeance with that.
Every dollar we save by using that, we save the dollars on the taxpayers, so. And that's what it was for, originally it was for.
We can improve county infrastructure and use it for things. So I guess I would just sort of say that's what we're gonna do, is we will use the entire $7.5 million for lost revenue, except for $355,000, which we will go to Danville Telecom for that broadband expansion.
Is that a motion?
Sure.
I'll second that.
Terry?
Let me make sure I get this right. Okay, use entire $7.5 million for lost revenue, except for that designated for the telecom.
Yes. The $355,000.
I don't know shorthand, so bear with me. Okay.
You're fortunate I'm not printing it out.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Okay. I'll call up Tim Pencil and let him know that he'll probably contact
let us,
you about
yeah, let us
some
know
sort
when
of
we need to
the call him or how
out,
to
so.
Figure that out.
Can I give one of you guys my agenda?
No, I've got one of them here. You're more than welcome to it.
Oh, I got it right here.
Right there.
I approved my agenda.
I approved it.
That's good.
I think they did a fantastic
Nobody's
job.
Nobody's seen that, did you?
You tell that yourself. We're high, buddy.
We do need a sheet on that, then, I think. Is there wasn't anything in the folder.
No, because I didn't know.
Yeah.
It was just
So we'll get
had
we'll
that discussion
up afterwards. I'm glad you guys like the agenda here. Yeah. You have a work session. Okay, we'll move on then for the personnel action. We have one for the auditor's office. And this is for Angie Pates. It's a anniversary, 30-month step increase. Previous rate was $34,396.03. The new rate is $35,115.99.
I move to approve.
Second.
Terry.
Shane McCampbell?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. We have reports here. We have the clerk of court for the fees collected in December of 2021. These will be on file in the auditor's office for your viewing at your discretion. And we have the minutes for the regular meeting on January 11th, 2021.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Should be.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Shane McCampbell?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. Okay. Is there any other business?
I have no.
Future agenda items? I think we have a work session next week with you two also.
Good to go over the
airport one.
On the airport.
That's the last one.
Last one, okay.
In reference to the current COVID or return to work policy, is the board going to, the current policy that was sent out in September says 10 days, if I understand it right, current CDC has returned to work after 5 days. Is that, is the board going to adopt that CDC?
I know we've used that.
Yeah.
When this first started, the board kind of gave me COVID because it changed so fast.
Yeah.
But it's done that, and this is, I think most of the department heads have either used that or are aware of that. It's almost like giving birth. No offense to any of the females in the crowd, I've noticed, but to try to get a new policy through the attorneys and everything. So if there's any way we cannot do that, it would be appreciated. I think that's what you and I have talked about. I don't know, Chris and I have talked about it. Janelle
we are operating by the current CDC guidelines.
Yeah, yeah. So we're operating, quite honestly, the trouble with when they change stuff like they do, about the time you roll out something with a change in it, then we're back and somebody says, well.
Do you want to do a resolution that basically states that we will use the current CDC recommendations? So that kind of takes care of it and we know what to follow?
Well, that takes care of it, also.
Yeah, I mean, and then if the CDC decides to change their mind, you just look at the CDC website, it'll tell you right there what their policy is any given day.
And my problem with that is I like to know what they're going to say, and I'd like to be able to call Emily. Emily, is this, what do we need to do this? Do we really need to do this? Rather than just blanket take whatever the CDC might be rolling out, that's a... That seems to be a bit of a crapshoot, too.
It's 5 a day. It could be 14 tomorrow. You never know.
Yeah, that's at least when something comes out, we can look at it a little bit.
So do we need to act on that, or just?
We'll make a call to Emily then and find out.
I think we're okay just the way we are, but I will make a call to Emily.
I think.
Can I add something on that CDC guidance? I just want the clarification. I know it's 5 days of return to work. I just want to remind everyone that the day you test or the day you become symptomatic is not day one, that's day zero. So I just want to remind everyone that it's 5 days after the day you test. And then that day following the 5 days, and then...
Then for 5 days when you go to work, you're supposed to wear a mask.
And then you're supposed to wear a mask on top of that.
For the next 5 days.
Yep. And really there's also that little caveat in there. It says if you have excessive illness, so someone who's had excessive illness may still be shedding the virus. So this is more... So just to be careful with that and make sure that the symptoms have resolved, because we really don't want to give this to other people in the departments or things such as that. So.
Well, does it say 10 days if you still have symptoms?
Mm-hmm. 10 days if you still have symptoms. And there is a recommendation is not required, for testing. That has not been a required part of that, but there is that recommendation there as well. So.
An excessive illness is a subjective term.
As
I look around, Ruth, I'm sure there's 15 different definitions here.
Exactly. I've had people call me and they've had really, really high temps and stuff, So that's the times when I usually say, you've really been ill. This may take a little longer for you not to be exposing others or shedding the virus, as they call it.
Well, after listening to you, I think we'll just leave it the way it is. Because if it is the 5 days, then afterwards, then they got to come back and wear a mask for 5 days, and then that creates the problem we had when we was going to put the last one in. So I think
vaccine.
That just eliminates everything on that, leaving it the way it is.
Okay.
Now, that's my opinion. I don't know about anybody else.
That works for me.
So anything that makes it less.
So whatever you're using right now, go ahead and keep using it.
Okay.
Until CDC would do something differently, or we find out that it's
If you have any problems, you tell the CDC Tom said so.
I will.
Yeah, let him know.
Shane backed him up.
Jimmy backed him up.
Then give him Shane's phone number.
Number. With the CDC guidelines when that policy was the most recent policy. So some of the staff has referred to it, and the CDC guidelines are slightly different. So.
Just
And Shane's got two telephones, I'll give you both numbers.
You're a real sweetheart, Jimmy.
And I have somebody asking about if they buy their own test, if they get reimbursed for that.
That was the, we had that in that policy that never went into effect that, what was it, the first week of January? That's when the OSHA said, if you have 100 employees, everybody has to be vaccinated or they will wear a mask. And then a month later, they were going to implement a vaccine or a test requirement. And the county was going to pick up those tests. But if they're testing for now because they've got symptoms and they're, you know, when they go to the grocery store or whatever and get one of those tests, the county's not picking those up.
I do think they can submit that to health insurance as of
last
week.
Yeah, they get required now that
health insurance has to cover those.
So just Blue Cross or EBS?
If they submit it just to EBS, then I think it'll run through the cycle. But I think that was a federal mandate to cover
it. Either your HRA or your insurance will take it.
Yeah.
If you have insurance, which I think everybody here should, then the insurance is required to cover it. If you don't, then the pharmacies will submit the test back to the federal government. The federal government's reimbursing them. I don't know whether it's through Medicaid, Medicare. I don't know what that is, but I know that that's how that's getting handled.
So everybody, should
everybody should be able to get a test. Yeah, and if you have insurance, it's mandated that the insurance company cover that test. And if you don't, then it should be covered by federal government.
And public health also has our tests that we give. There's no cost for those. I know they're not rapid tests. Those go to the state hygienic lab. It takes about 24 to 48 hours to get those results. But any department that wants some of those tests on hand, we can definitely do that. I know I've brought some over, so.
Okay. Are those tests from last year still the same tests that are given for this new version?
So what they did last year, and I'm assuming you're talking about the PCR test that was in the nose, and now this is a sputum test.
You spin into the thing,
yes,
the vial?
Yes, yep.
Yeah.
Those are the ones.
Okay.
That's what we have.
Thanks for the clarification, Ken. That's really gross.
that was a medical term. I was trying to
That's my
Okay. Moving on to committee reports. I had zero meetings because of budget.
Say with me, just budget hearings.
Yep.
I've got a meeting today. I'll report it next week.
Good. They serve food there. Public comment. We'll give you 2 minutes to call in at 753-8203. Extension 4, that's 319-753-8203, extension 4, or email the board at dmcounty.com or board at dmcounty.com, and we will give you 2 minutes. Okay, anybody here have anything to say?
Got quite all set.
Yep.
How could that be possible? Brian Carter's here.
Look who's talking.
I'm glad you said that. I was thinking the same thing.
Something you
He's
said.
Been talking about me like a dog, just for the record.
I want that document. Okay, your number today.
Well, I will say one thing. It's kind of nice having these two guys back, having somebody look at it. When I turn around this way and see the wall or the wall. But then on the other hand, it was...
Here it goes.
It was a lot better looking when I had Terry and Cheryl over here, you know.
Nobody that would argue that point.
Yeah.
Sorry, Jim. Do you want me to shake my hair to make you feel more comfortable? Did you see it, Leah? Did you see it move? Huh? Did you see that?
I did see it moving.
Don't get turned on.
Just swallow my coffee.
Is the 2 minutes up yet? Are the 2 minutes up yet?
Gagging on your coffee after the comments?
Sorry. Oh.
just about up.
All the budget hearings the board did there over WebEx here the last couple weeks, are you guys, should I consider you experts now of remote meetings?
Shane needs to get a better microphone, doesn't he?
Yeah, Shane needs a better microphone.
Here's my problem, but I got it figured out now. I have to use my phone for the WebEx so I can use my laptop so I can look at all the information while I'm going through it. But I just broke out my other. I stole that back from the church the other day, and I've got that at home now. So now I can have both of my laptops set up and use
it. I hear you right. You stole it from the church?
It's my laptop. I just went and retrieved it from the church. It's my laptop.
That sounds better.
I just leave it at the church.
That sounds better.
Jim's being mean to me again.
I feel like it's been 2 minutes.
Yep, I.
Thank you, Wes.
With an eye, we're out of here.
Aye. Aye.